Thank you for tuning in to the Cerrito House of Worship. It is our hope and belief that God will speak to you through His Word today. He is able to do far more than you could ask or even imagine.
Hey, can you guys give the worship team a big hand? And the guys back there in the booth. Every week they practice and for us. And it's a blessing to have them. And we're thankful for them because they help us step in. Amen. Remember, they sent the, when they went into battle, they always sent out the praise team ahead of them. Amen. The battle was won there. Anyway, how many of you guys ever received good gifts? Have you ever got a good gift, Hank? I'm popping. I must be too close. You know, sometimes, and I know I've done it, but, you know, you get a nice new car, and you're out there polishing on it, and it's like, oh, pretty, you know, you stand back and that's a beautiful car. I love that color. Or maybe some of you guys, maybe other things. You know, I know sometimes the guys, the bow hunters, you know, you get a new bow. And it's like, oh, baby, that's beautiful. Just polish on it, hug it. But it's pretty, right? It's a nice gift. It's something that God gave you. Amen? If you're not out of order, if the gift doesn't have you have a gift, then it's not a problem, right? You know, I was going to pick on my wife a little bit here, just for fun. So she's been wanting a new bow, since we're talking bows. And she's, every time we went into the bow shop, she's looking at this bow, and it was a nice bow, really nice. It's, you know, top of the line kind of bow, and she's, every time we go in there, she goes right over to it. Oh, man, I really like that bow, and I like that bow. And then, her sister-in-law got a new bow, and she kind of, Denise had an entry-level bow. Anyway, this was going to be a little bit of a step up. So I finally, like, well, it's Christmas or birthday. I don't remember what it was. But I was like, I'm just going to take her in there, and we're going to get this bow. Because every time we go in there, she gets it. And her sister-in-law, Heather, had just gotten a new bow. And I kept hearing about that Heather has a bow, but I don't. I'll try to keep this out. So anyway, with that said, Heather has a new bow. So we go in there. It's the day. The big day's happening. So I go over there. I drag her over there where that bow was. And I said, hey, so what do you think about that bow right there? I don't like that brand of bows. I only like these bows. And it's like, really? You've been telling me every time we come in here, you wanted that bow. And about that time, the girl comes over to help, and she says, hey, can I help you? And I said, well, I thought you could a few minutes until just a few seconds ago when she told me she didn't want this bow anymore. And anyway, needless to say, she got the new bow. And it was a good bow, a nice gift, a nice gift. I mean, it's a step up from mine, but anyhow, maybe I need a new bow. Anyway, I was just going to, maybe some of you ladies, I'll pick on you ladies a little bit. You know, you get that new diamond or something that's sparkling, it's pretty, right? Sun dancing off of that thing, it's nice, that's pretty. Or how pretty, I like, yeah, that's pretty. That's pretty. Nice new set of earrings. You know, so God's a giver of good gifts. How many of you guys know that? Amen? I mean, and He has got the best gifts. there's really no better than the gift that he gave. Amen. Let me get this just a little bit more. Keep breathing in it. So, with that said, I mean, honestly, we had Jesus that laid it all down, that was sacrificed for us, that he gave. Amen. There's nothing better than that gift. And that's where, when we worship the Lord and we seek him, we enter in to that presence, into that gift, into that goodness of God. Because his thoughts are good towards us. Amen. Did you know that? Did you guys know that? That he thinks good thoughts of us. And the reason that these things are gifts is because it's here. If you want it, ask, and it's yours. Amen. That's as easy and as hard as it gets. You just gotta lay it down. Amen. And pick up your new man, right? Because as he comes in, he purges and cleans it out. I mean, how many of you guys have ever had this happen? I know I have. Where maybe you say something, oop, right away you have that still small voice. You probably shouldn't have said that, Steve. You guys ever hear that? Ever had that problem? Or is it just me? Yeah? All right, cool. So, anyway, so he guides and he directs. But I was just going to start my sermon here with, we're going to go to Romans 5 and verse 14. It says that nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses. Here. Let me start over. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. The figure of him that was to come, the second Adam. Amen. Jesus, right? So, not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one, many be dead, right? When Adam sinned, when they fell, right? Everybody, death reigned from then on, right? Death, it wasn't meant to be that way. But the good news, for if though the offense of one, many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many, and not as it was by one that sinned, So is the gift, for the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses to justification. Anybody had some offenses in here? Well, Jesus justified those. Much more, they which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so, by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men to justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so that by the obedience of one, many became righteous. He's talking about you guys. He's talking about me. Righteous. A gift to God. Amen. You know, I don't think we really realize what God has done with his gift to us. I don't know that we really receive and understand what you and who you are, what he has done for you and for me. I mean, I feel like I was the worst of the worst, you know, and then he comes in and cleans you up, picks you up, gives you a new mind. I was like, oh yeah, I see. But it's so much more. It's so deep. And it's a growing thing for each and every one of us. Every day you step out a little further. And I really believe this church is going to start to enter in to more of what God has for us. Like, it's just going to light a fire that the Holy Spirit is here for us today, right now. These things that we're going to read today are things that are for us, and we just gotta go for it. Amen. You know, just the fact of this church, you know, I know Henry, Pastor Henry, he's talked about it quite a few times, but you know, like Pastor Rosie, when she's, Henry, I really think we gotta start a church. I think we're supposed to start a church. And I'm sure Henry was like, bite your lip, woman. I don't want to do that. Sometimes guys, we listen a little different or we think a little different. Sometimes the women are more receptive to some of these things. You know, I know for myself, sometimes it's like, hey, there's this big beam in the way. And I could move it right now, but I'm ducking under it all the time, you know, as I'm working back and forth. I'll just duck under it. Your wife might tell you, hey, shouldn't we move that? Oh, no, you know, well, I'm just ducking. It's okay. I'm going to be using it here in a little bit. And then pretty soon, the inevitable happens. Bonk, you crack your head on the thing. And you, like, I'm going to move that beam. So sometimes, maybe it takes more to get my attention than sometimes. And maybe with Rosie and Pastor Henry, you know, that was a gift to us with her listening. Amen? That's awesome. Because, you know, here we are because she listened and she must push the right buttons and got Pastor. And then he listened. He got his attention. Amen. So now we have a church that's your church that's paid for already. Amen. I mean, that's pretty awesome. God has really moved. You know, for the church being a small church and just starting out, that's quite an accomplishment. God is doing something here. And I think we should all receive of that. Amen. We're going somewhere. Let's go to Romans 1 and 11. For I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift to the end that ye may be established. Do you realize that's what every time these guys get up here and they talk, they're trying to impart something that God gave them into you, into the church? That's what Paul was longing for. Hey, if I can just, I long to see you that I might impart to you some spiritual gift to the end that ye may be established. Amen. So establishing a work. That's what's happening here. The gifts of God, we're going to establish a work. Amen. Then we'll go over here to Romans 6:23. And for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So do you realize that? I mean, do you really realize that what God has done? I was a sinner and was unworthy of any of this stuff, right? We all make mistakes. We all fall down. We always have. There's only been but one good, one perfect. And you know, in the Old Testament, I always wondered, you know, why did those sheep have to be so perfect? Why were they spotless? Why were they no blemish? But that's because they were a picture of God's sacrifice, right? His gift to us. A perfect sacrifice. Amen. It's good stuff. We just need to get to the place where we really know. There was a pastor that used to talk about, you know, you've got to know it in your knower. And you know, it was a N-O-I-R, I believe is the way the word is spelled. But the way he would say, you got to know it in your knower. You know, so we got to know it in our knower. We got to have it in here. That's where the victory is going to come. When we get it right here, that is going to be when today it's mine, right? That's where you win the battle, is when, you know, David, when he went against the giant, he already knew he had won the battle, right? Before he ever went out, he said, hey, man, the bear has come, the lion's come to get my father's sheep, and I killed them all. And he's like, this guy can't stand before the anointed of God. But he knew right here where the victory was. Amen. So, anyway, we're going to go over here to Matthew 7 and verse 7. So, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Amen. Knock, and it shall be opened. What are these? Promises. Promises, a gift of God. It's ask. Is anybody asking for anything? Is there anybody out here that's asking for something? Awesome. Back here? Anybody else? Raise your hand so God can see them. You guys asking? Not that he's hard to see, and he just wants to see if you really are asking. Amen. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Amen. That's good stuff. Everyone that asketh receiveth. Those of you that are asking, it's yours. Amen. God's going to do something. If you're asking, he's going to do something. Whatever it is that you need, that you want, where you want to go, God's going to do that. You just hold on to that and say, it's mine. Amen. He'll open these doors for you. A lot of you guys, you know, you got places to go. You're a witness to the world out there. Amen. How many of you guys ever hear the weird stuff that's going on in the news? I try not to watch it because it's just crazy. It's like, how do we get so far off? How do we get so lost? So backward thinking. It's incredible. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son asks bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he give him a serpent? I mean, are you really, would you give your kid a rattlesnake to play with if he asked for a snake, for a fish, excuse me? Would you let him play with the rattlesnake? No, you guys wouldn't do it. God's not going to do it. God's a giver of good gifts. Amen. He knows, if you guys know how to give good gifts, just think of the good gifts that he's got. Amen. Let's go over to, let me finish 11, I guess. If then, being evil, you know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Amen. He's got some good things for you guys. Got some good things for me. Because he's a good God. Let's go over to Acts 10. Okay. And verse 42-45. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick and the dead. To him all the prophets witness that brought that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. But this is the part I really liked here, where, but while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Spirit fell on them all. Amen. This guy was anointed of God. He had got a hold of something that was bigger and greater than he was, right? And that's the cool part. That's something that all of us, it's for us too. All of us have been given that. So, while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on them all, which heard the word, and they of the circumcision which believed, as were astonished, as it came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So that's us. That's talking to us. Yay. We get that. That's cool. That's a good thing. We get that. The Lord has poured out into you and to me, not just to the elite, just to the religious folks. It's been poured out to us, the Gentiles. Amen. These guys are amazed because they had never seen such a thing. God working with those guys. Amen. How cool. All right. Matthew 11. Now, when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples, and they said unto him, art thou the one, or do we look for another? I mean, I like that. Art thou the one, or do we look for another? He's talking to Jesus. Are you the one? And what does he hear? Jesus answered and said unto them, go and show John again those things which ye do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, and the lepers are cleansed. The deaf hear, and the dead are raised up. The poor have the gospel preached unto them. The Blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. So if we don't take offense, if that stuff doesn't bother us, it's a gift to you if you're not offended in what he does, in his work. That the deaf speak, that the blind see. God has good things for you. There's so many out here that need something, and it's going to be up to you guys to pray for them. Amen. You're a light, a very bright light. And when you go out those doors, that's really where your ministry starts again. Amen. You're out there preaching with everything you do. And if we could grab a hold of this, it's going to be amazing, the stuff that you'll see. Amen. I'm going to go to Acts 2. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, Ye men of Judea, and to all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken unto my words. For these are not drunken as ye suppose, seeing that it is but the third hour of the day. It's like 9 o'clock in the morning. These guys aren't drunk. They haven't been drinking. But this is that. Amen? This is that which was spoken of by the prophet Joel. This was prophesied years before. Did you guys know when the last days kind of really began? That it talks about that in the last days we'll do these things. When Jesus died, was resurrected again. It's been the last days from then on till now, right? We're in the last days. Every day that goes by, that's one more day we're closer to when everything wraps up. Amen. It's a cool thing. Let's go on. I remember where I left off here. Okay. But this is that which was spoken of by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass that in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heavens above and in the signs in the earth beneath, and blood and fire and vapor of smoke, and the sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon into blood before that great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. So here we are in the last days. Those guys were prophesying. Those guys were full of the Holy Spirit. That's That was 2,000 years ago. 2,000 years, the last days, has come up to today. Amen? So do you understand what I'm saying? That if it was for those guys then it's for us now, today. That's yours. That's ours. That's a gift from God for us. Just go to Joel 2, 28 and 29. If I can get it here. Kept blown by it. Okay. So just so really, we're just going to read back where it was prophesied. So that's what Peter was talking about. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions, and upon the servants and upon the handmaidens, in those days I will pour out my spirit. Amen. God has something good for you guys, each and every one of you. All we have to do is ask. You just have to look for it. Ask, seek, knock, and it shall be opened. Amen. God has some good things for you. Good things for me. I'm going to go to Acts 3. Verse 2. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asking alms. Amen. So he's there begging. Every day he's got to go out there trying to get somebody to give him a handout, right? He needs some help. He needs some finances. But what was cool is the fact that when let me get back to my spot here. Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us." And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something. Amen. Hey, this guy's going to give me something. He's talking to me. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give thee." So what Peter was saying is, you know, I don't have the silver or gold. I can give you silver or gold probably, but you'll be back here tomorrow. I got something better. I got something better for you than tomorrow. I mean, it's that same story. If you can feed a man a fish, or you can teach a man to fish, he's either going to eat for that day, or he'll be able to eat every day. Amen. So there was something better here that Peter and had for him, right? Through the Holy Spirit. So Peter, fastening his eyes on him with John, said, "Look on us." And he gave heed to them, expecting to receive something of them. And then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give thee. In the name of the Lord, in the name of the Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet, ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with him into the temple, walking, leaping, and praising God. Amen. So there was something good there for this man that God loved. He was just a beggar outside the gate, lame from his mother's womb. Amen. So there's hope for you, for me. That's an awesome thing, that God so loved the world that he gave, that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Amen. I think we're going to kind of wrap it up there. But is there, all of you that raised your hands, that have been asking, been knocking, anybody that raised your hands, or that needs something, that wants something from God, I mean, it's time. We're going to ask right now. We're just going to pray, and you guys lift your needs, lift your wants up to him, because it's he that does the work. It's not us. Sorry, I'm too close. It's not us. It's him. And let's enter into his courts with praise, and let's see what he'll do for us today. I mean, I know there's victory for all those that ask. Amen.